Continuing Siman Reish Gimel, we are up to Siv Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch says, Allah Ma'ezish on bananas, Bari Pri Adama, you make a Bari Pri Adama. The Mishabura in Siv Katan Dalet says, Gam Kinatam, Kmebetutim, because the branches don't remain Mishana Lashana, and therefore it's considered a new, it's growing directly from the ground and not from the Eitzim. Siv Dalet, Al Perishim Etzini Lani Srak, and if you have fruit that's coming from that came from Ilan Esrak, which is translated as infertile tree, so it's not really a fruit. Shahako, the brach would be a shahako. Mishabrua, the lay chashivi levar chalein bar pia eitz. The kema eitz ba'amun, no, it's not really fruit of the tree, you're eating a tree. The lay damelu tutim shivasiv beiz, the chashivin akapunam pri, afshay dilanam misne. Do ki Ilan Esrak, even though it grows on these bushes, it's similar to Ilan Sarak. When you leave it on the tree for long enough, it does ripen at some point, and it's delicious. However, there's a technical detail why you don't make haetz, because the anaf, the branch, does not remain mishana lechaverta. Avakan, my repairs geruim. These are inferior product. Kigarin tabuchim katanim. You have these small apples, ba'agosim katanim, ba'agdelim, ba'aseyar. Sometimes you see these wild berries or wild fruit. So in this, she'enam ruin achilik shim chayim, it's not edible raw. So therefore, it doesn't really have the status of fruit. Valkenin achshu kachal priya, feel especially if you cook them, it still wouldn't make a difference. V'lachim avarach leim shahako, the bracha on these items would be shahako. V'agoizim katanim nilkotam atzayar shim tevim achila. Let's say you find these wild grown nuts. Pregamahu is considered a full-fledged fruit. V'marach hazeh par priyates. V'chein al ogres, the same thing would apply to ogres, v'loshen ashkenaz, castor baron, so some type of castor berry, av shegdein la'kaitzim, even though they grow on thorns, nago oilam v'ar bar p'yates, av la'pri adoim shegad la'kaitzim, shekarim v'loshen ashkenaz, hunfetin, I do not know what this means, v'koshkin amin shegad la'tatim v'karim v'loshen ashkenaz, shleim kershin, v'loshen pilin peanutsins, it grows on thorns. That's not chashuv. If it's chashuv and grows on thorns, okay, we could say this is the normal way for this type of fruit to grow, and therefore we could still make a bar per eitz like this castor berry. However, other items, when it's inferior and it grows on thorns, then for sure it would only be a shahako. Sif hei b'nei asa, you have this myrtle fruit. Afagav de bishlam havin kaperis in revar chalashako, you only make a shahako. The mishabur and sukkot and vav, hainu adam katana shagili motzi ba'adasim. So the berries that we find in, you know, Masechta Sukkah talks about removing the berries from the hadasim. So that would make a shahako. Deloy chashivi v'halei kaperis shematini lan yisrak. It's an abnormal growth. It's not something that was designed to have good tasting product. And therefore, we would only make a shahako on that. Siv vav and shulchan aruch al zangvil and ginger shem rak nicely. So if you fried in oil, kishurotov bari pri eitz, make a bari pri adama. Veneer du adin emirakchin oisay yavish. If you made some type of, you added some sugar to it, kevin shayidei kachu roy lechila. So if you made it edible by adding some ingredients and heating it up, so then it is you make a adama. Kevin shayidei kachu roy lechila hazangvil ikur. The ginger remains the ikar, not the sugar. And you would make a bari pri adama. Next, Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Ches Shem Marachin Oisei Hashvina Da'ay Derikuch Shem Marachin Oisei B'Dvash. When you added honey to it, let nishdana berchas milu achloi chai. The berchas is a bari pri adama. It remains a bari pri adama. Kedal b'simin reish beisif yirches. Now, when it comes to dry ginger, Oisei Yavesh. So dry ginger technically, you would not make any brach on it. There's a sugya mesechtas yuma regarding Yom Kippur. So I see yavesh v'tzuna lemar af dezangabel yavesh im brachlav klal. You wouldn't make any brach ukibis simin reish beisiv tazayin hachadai de rekuach nasa relachid lechoizle b'chasuria. Now that you've made it edible through adding the sugar and frying it, now you made it roi lechil v'ein lahakshoyis me'egoiz rachdi sasham mesefdal v'sif yedalid. So in that case, we said it's not considered a fruit. Why? Because the hasma prilegia dines mamishuli. The fruit is not yet fully ripened. So when you are harvesting it too early, it's not yet at the fruit stage. Much inkin hachadar prikvan espasho. It's fully developed. Al shemach masiv veishusoi. It's too dry. Lahi roi lachilo. Lachim mahani kishmerchach vasei roi. You made it edible. It was always a fruit. And that's why in this case it would be a hadama. Oh, I think kishim rachim pilpul innovation. I mean, rasa bar piyadama. If you would fry up the dried peppercorns, it would also change it to becoming a bar piyadama. Roy Lachila, Machin Kshatel and Zangvo, Berchness Larfua, roasted ginger, came in the Chaz Lachila Ayde Kach, since now it's edible, and that's how people eat it, you would make a bar pri hadama. Aval Titvar, which is turmeric, Mavarich Shahako, came in the oven the time of Lachila, that is just simply to taste, you're not actually having Hanos Achila from that. Merkacha Shachazeres, which is chrein, berchosa shahakol. It's a good question how a person could use this for maror. In fact, the best maror to be used would be chasa, lettuce, ayin, hilchos pesach, avim merkacha shahretich, which is from radishes, mashram, mikam achron, berchosa bar bedama, filo ma'oise, mikilposin, gam kilan ishtanas habracha, he would still make a hadama on that. Hazangavil ikr, afilo rikha avikalulim, ima mishra b'shalakim. This is an interesting piece. And the world of kashrus comes up regarding do we consider sushi to be the fact that people eat sushi, even though most people would not necessarily eat raw fish or sashimi, but they would eat sushi with rice and seaweed, cucumbers, avocado. So do we say that raw fish or that type of grade of raw fish, excuse me, that does that now have the status of a davar hanechol chai, something that's edible raw? Okay, so he said like this. I feel the rikha of a galulum, ima mishum ishal akum. Let's say a nachri would cook it. It would not be considered ishal akum. Sharei nechalon chai. It's edible raw, even though really it's not edible raw, but it's edible raw. I get tarev is sukkar. Because if you would have added sugar to it, it would be edible raw. So if you add seaweed, rice, and avocado and cucumber to the salmon, then the salmon is edible raw. And therefore, it's a very strong argument to be made that sushi grade salmon does not require bishul yisrael, even if, meaning if someone would now go and grill it, if you're eating it as sushi, there's no bishul. But if someone would go grill a sushi-grade salmon, so there would not be an isser of bishul akum if a guy would do that, because it's edible raw, even though we could argue not everybody will eat straight sashimi, the raw fish as is, but they will eat it when it's combined with sesame seeds and rice, seaweed, avocado, cucumber, so it will be the same thing. Other vegetables, let's say you had a sweet potato, it will be an isser bishul akum if a guy would cook mashed potatoes for the yid. If you have these ground up spices, if it's mixed with sugar, depending obviously what the bracha on those besamim would be. Mishra Brura Siv Katan even though it's no longer recognizable what it originally came from, so it should be shahakol. However, we said, this is the normal way to be used, so then that would not ruin the bracha. Even if the sugar is most of it, Mogin Fulvin, which is a type of stomach medicine, Fulver, Shmarvin Sukkar Harbe, Im Ingber Kaktish, they used to use ginger and other items. Afil Hachi, Ha Ingber Iker, Vat Sukkar Tafalahan, the Inabarak Lamatko, it's coming to simply to sweeten the Hadamah, Vain the Barachalim, and you'd only make the bracha on the Ingber and not on the Sukkar. Next, Tsunoin, let's you have a radish. Mavarich Allah Bari Priyadama, you make a Bari Priyadama. Mr. Brewer still cut me a doubt. Alpha Kavsh is able to hack just even though it will end up getting hard like a piece of wood. I mean, tell Shabit if you don't remove it at its proper time. If Lachim Barachim Labar Pedam, they're not itchy, that's Lach like Shurach. The point is to eat it when it's still soft. Our bitter radishes, they're like a blade pass, like Shivakam Barachim of Shahakom, and that would apply to raw onions. Raw onions would be the same status. It would be a Shahakom if a person's eating it plain, because most people only eat it when it's amongst other foods. If you cook it or fry it, or perhaps even if you pickle it, it would be hadama. But at that point, raw onions would be straight, would be shahako. But that is not the psak of the Mishnah Berurah.